Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 10.81 and a half, down 3 on the open May, 10.80 down 5 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade on LaSalle Street, March wheat opened at 10.27, down 9 on the open. May 10.39 down 8 and a half. July 9.57 down 2 and 3 quarters. December 9.69 down 2 on the open. March corn opened at 5.20 unchanged on the open. May 5.32 down a half. July 5.43 down 1 and a quarter. September 5.40 and a half down 4 and a half. December 5.43 and a half down 1 and a half. March 5.48 and a half down 3 and 3 quarters. May 5.53 and a half unchanged. July of 2009 5.55 up a half. And December of 2009 5.13 and a half unchanged on the open. March beans opened at 13.96 down 2.5 on the open. May 14.13 down 4.75. July 14.25 down 5. November 13.58 down 2.5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3.61 down 70 on the open. May 3.69.50 up 60. March soybean oil opened at 59.60 down 61 on the open. May 60.70 down 27. CME livestock March opened at in the feeders at 105 up 10 on the open. February live cattle opened at 91.50 up 12.5 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 64.15 down 37.5 on the open, and March bellies opened at 94.20 up 20 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
See you at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 4th for our all-day agricultural outlook meeting. Registration begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central. We've got our strongest lineup ever, including nationally celebrated speakers Glenn Ring and Dan Bossi. Full details are on our website at WILLAG.org. The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook Meeting is made possible with support from the Andersons, Cargill, and the Archer Daniels Midland Company. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you in this cold, crisp morning.
Can't believe the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is just a couple of weeks away. And, of course, you'll be presenting on one of the panels as well.
Yes, I'll be giving away a Cracker Barrel rocker as a door prize, and I hope everyone enjoys it as my gift as far as the sign-up and the meeting, as much as we do as far as panelists are concerned, Dave.
Much appreciative on that. It looks like, as I look at the marketplace today, a lot of red on the screen, maybe a little bit of light profit-taking going on today.
Yes. You know, we are seeing major profit-taking across the board in corn, soybeans, and wheat. You know, it looks like to me the market did see a lot of pent-up demand from the soybean oil and the veggie oil and the rapeseed oil demand that occurred because of the Chinese buying. One very large popular news service basically said that the Chinese, since October in soybeans alone, have bought over 33% more beans than they normally do. The USDA said their increase in demand would only be 18%. So that's one reason why we have $14 soybeans. The vegetable oil demand's up 43% since October, and the government only said they'd be up 8% in their demand. Soybean oil, total oil buying and veggie oil in the world's up 117% from their normal 25% increase that the USDA increased. The same group, of course, is holding an ag forum this week, and it'll be interesting to see how they state world demand. It does seem like the Department of Agriculture is very slow at even talking about releasing any CRP acres or anything of that nature to basically slow and help this tremendous demand. But we do think that two large producing areas of the world will increase production. One's Russia, as far as more wheat's concerned, and also South America with more acreage next year. And they're also being blessed with a very large soybean crop, both in Argentina and Brazil, this coming year. It'll be harvested, you know, in the next 2 to 3 months.
You mentioned that China way ahead on its soybean purchases this year as opposed to other years, looking at it from through a historical lens. Is this a result of, in your mindset, of the Beijing Olympics and its effect, or is this long-term here to stay?
That's the million-dollar question. My hunch is that it's they're very concerned about inflation, but it's also, I think, a growth in their total economy, and I think it's probably shows that demand because of improved diets and improved and more feeding of livestock is the main reason here, Dave, and I think that this does encourage demand. And one of the things that we do talk about here is we don't really think this is just a one-year price push. It's several years, but the signal is clearly sent as far as keeping production at full scale, and that's being watched with fertilizer production, that's A, and B, full production in the world, not only in the U.S., Australia, Europe, and also South America. So the world is going to increase production. And that's the bottom line, that the world is obviously willing to pay higher flat prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat. We will have a catch-up, though. I mean, we do see some wonderful wheat production coming along in the world, as well as soybeans, and this will temper some of these higher prices. But in the long term, it's still a tremendous demand and a tremendous opportunity for world agriculture.
When we look at this marketing season through our rearview mirror, are we going to say that it was February when we put in the hives until the harvest?
I wouldn't touch that one with a 10-foot pole. And the reason I'm not going to touch that is the weather and, of course, the planting. And what kind of a surprise will the USDA pull out as far as planting and price? Last year they encouraged the farmer to plant corn in a big way and with price projections and smaller carryouts, and they did it. I don't sense that the farmer is basically going to make too many changes here based on this ag forum and ag outlook policy that they're going to make. And a couple of reasons is that we do sense the farmer is going to cut back on corn production and plant a few more beans. And we think that this bean acreage increase is not only going to take place here, but also added acreage in Argentina and Brazil this coming year is going to encourage oilseed productions in the world.
As we look at price in the short term, as we look at the U.S. growing season, is a decrease of 5 million corn acres and an increase of 6 million soybean acres enough to keep ending stocks at comfortable levels?
We'll also see some increase acreage come out from the CRP, from the 2007 CRP extension. You know, we anticipate a couple of million acres of increased production there. Pasture, cotton ground here in the U.S. But clearly, your point's well taken. We do need, obviously, 5 or 6 million more additional acreage here in the U.S. I think the bottom line here is that the corn, we are starting to see some rationing of demand. And when I'm at the meetings here, the three things that, you know, the most questions are being talked about, of course, is margin money, losing market demand because we don't want our livestock producer or our ethanol plants to run short of corn, but they are going to have to pay some higher price levels. And we do see Smithfield, for example, cutting back sow numbers because of high feed costs. We do see some profitability with some of the chicken producers in the U.S. being hurt. And also, at some point in time, we do think that with these higher flat price levels, we will see some slowdown in the exporting and the demand of corn in the world market as well.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave, and stay warm.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City at 10.69, down 15.5. July, down 11 at 10.17. March wheat at the Board of Trade, 10.13, down 23. July, 9.49, down 10.75. March corn, 5.15.5, down 4.5. December, 5.41.5, down 3.5. March beans, 13.88, down 10.5. November, 13.52. Fast trade there, down 8.5. Mike Sola tells us a wind chill advisory is in effect for much of northern and west central Illinois. A winter weather advisory for blowing and drifting snow is in effect for northwestern Illinois until noon. A lake effect snow and blowing snow advisory in effect in northern Indiana through this evening, and a winter storm watch in effect for portions of southwestern Illinois from Thursday morning through Friday afternoon, and for the rest of southern Illinois and extreme southwestern Indiana from Thursday morning through late Thursday night. You're listening to WILO Urbana.